What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 334. In this episode, I'll discuss how to manage pain associated with WoundVac dressing changes. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode334. A WoundVac is a vacuum-assisted closure device that applies negative pressure to a wound. This is also referred to as negative pressure wound therapy and has become a common way for various surgical disciplines to promote the healing of acute and chronic wounds. The purpose of the vacuum is to remove the excess fluid from the extravascular space. This in turn allows for improved circulation and enhanced proliferation of reparative granulation tissue. A WoundVac may be applied to a diabetic foot ulcer or various orthopedic wounds, such as infected wounds after debridement, open fracture wounds, fasciotomy wounds after compartment syndrome, surgical wounds that are difficult to close, and many other types of wounds. WoundVac dressing changes can be particularly painful for patients. The WoundVac dressing is a sponge that is placed on top of the wound. During the healing process, the granulation tissue and regenerating nerve endings can grow into the sponge, so significant pain then occurs as a result of the sponge being removed at dressing change time. IV or oral opioids are often given prior to a dressing change in a proactive attempt to lessen the pain. In an opioid-naive adult patient with no additional risk for respiratory depression, 2 to 4 milligrams of morphine IV or 5 to 10 milligrams of oxycodone PO may be given prior to a dressing change. An important step is to give the opioid far enough in advance of the dressing change with enough time for the peak to occur. This is generally 5 to 10 minutes after IV administration or 30 to 60 minutes after oral administration. The two main concerns with giving opioids for WoundVac-related pain are, number one, they do not always bring the pain from a dressing change down to a satisfactory level, and number two, patient-specific concerns may exist related to potentially serious opioid-related side effects, especially in elderly patients or those with sleep apnea. The addition of topical lidocaine prior to a WoundVac dressing change has been shown in a randomized control trial to lower patient-reported pain scores and subsequent PRN opioid doses by a significant amount. To utilize lidocaine in this setting, turn off and disconnect the suction canister. Then, 20 minutes before the dressing change, inject topical lidocaine in a retrograde fashion up the WoundVac suction tubing to saturate the sponge. This step should be done prior to manipulating the occlusive dressing. The dose of lidocaine to use is 4.5 milligrams per kilo, up to a maximum of 300 milligrams or 30 mLs of a 1% topical solution. This is the generally accepted safe limit for topical lidocaine doses. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to the masterclass training on safe and effective use of opioids in ICU patients. To learn more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.